And time every Wednesday to check in with Kimberly Eckert of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. This month, a great topic. Going to be talking about helpful ways to care for our children and teens' mental health during the COVID-19 pandemic. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to be with you today. And yes, very timely topic. I know parents will be loving to hear some information about this.
Well, you know, we've rolled into May. March, I think we kind of all said, okay, I can do this. But as April came to an end and we realized, wow, this is not going away, parents, I think, know that these changes to our kids' lives can be very disruptive and can impact our kids' mental health. And so I'm going to be sharing 9 ways that you can care for your child's mental health during the pandemic based on a wonderful article by Caroline Bologna, where she interviewed Genevieve von Loeb, a psychologist and author of Happy Parent, Happy Child. First point today is establishing routines. Now, parents, I think, intuitively know that. Wake up at the same time, go to bed at the same time, eat regular meals at the same time. But the other thing that I want to share with parents is breaking activities into 60 or 90-minute chunks. There's lots of really good science that says at that point our brain actually needs a brain recess to shift gears, take a rest, and then get on with the next activity. Second point is to encourage virtual social interaction. So, Mike, I'm curious, how is your family setting this up to facilitate and support connection for your children and for yourself?
Well, indeed. I know in the best of times, grandparents love to hear from the children, but I think even more importantly now. So, yeah, we've been doing, making sure we're FaceTiming the grandparents daily and checking in, seeing with them, but also doing a little bit of a drive-by, drop-off visit at the grandparents' house as well.
Nice.
So, and they're staying connected, I guess, with all the video games, playing online. They have the opportunity to chat and connect and talk with microphones and everything like that.
Yeah, I know. It's fantastic.
It's amazing.
This is a time when, you know, we really do want to encourage kids to do multiplayer video games, set up Netflix parties with their friends, and have virtual play dates.
There's definitely lots of great ways with technology to stay in touch.
Absolutely.
Nice. Okay, so we've got a couple and 7 more to go throughout the month of May. We'll be learning from Kimberly Eckert. Kimberly, what's the best way to reach out to the Eckert Center?
Well, we encourage you to go to our website at eckertcenter.com, and you can click on the Contact Us button. I just want to let clients know that we are an essential service, so we have the ability to still provide in person. And of course, we've developed an online video chat platform that's secure, so our clients can see us virtually as well.
Okay, nice. And I knew you were essential well before that phrase was bantered around.
So. Yeah, that's right.
There you go. And Kimberly, of course, every week we have a chance for one of our listeners in the Shine family to get a free consultation at Eckert Psychology and Education Center. So we'll go to the phones with caller number
3
today. You can call right now, 403-276-8888. Nice to chat with you today, Kimberly, and we'll do it all again next week.
Excellent. Take care, Mike.